You know, I want to talk to you just a little off the cuff right now about this business with cigarettes. I started smoking as easy as can be. I remember Jill and I used to stand in her bathroom. We would open the window and blow the smoke out the window. And we felt like we were so sophisticated and dangerous and breaking rules. And on it went. And then all of a sudden it was fun. And then it went from fun to health. And then it went to, why am I still doing this? And then it went to, and yet I'm still doing this. And I get it. But it is so unproductive for me to go back and continue to criticize myself for choices that I made when I was young and inexperienced. And I have to also remember that not all of smoking has to do with me. This is a well-crafted industry. This is an industry that employs scientists and all kinds of marketing geniuses and superstars to make sure that I am relieved of the choice of smoking. It's not all me, and it's not all you, and it's not all our fault. Some of it is, yes, but some of it is not in our control. What is in my control is that I can absolutely work a program that allows me to have some self-knowledge, to bring in some spirituality into the deal, and go through the withdrawals from cigarettes. It is finite. It isn't forever. The withdrawals can be fairly pleasant. I got a master's degree while I was in withdrawals. I'll tell you that right now, because I had to have something to do with myself. And it's, of course, it's true that on day one, there's that, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? I have this whole day. I have 24 hours and I won't have a cigarette. What will I do? I'll never make it. I'll never make it. I'll never make it. Those are the fears of a child. And yet those were my fears too. I had those exact same fears as an adult trying to think about the first day to quit smoking. And so what I want you to have is some go-to things. Here are my go-to things. I used to know this man, y'all. He smoked way too many cigarettes in his life. His face was like leather. The creases in his face, I swear you could plant seeds in them. And his face was just as yellow and nicotine stained as you can imagine. And his teeth were absolutely awful. And in the years that I quit smoking, whenever I have thought, and I have had those thoughts, I think I'll just go back and smoke again. I think of his face and I think of his fingers, and I can absolutely bring that image to the foreground. And before you know it, that little craving has passed. A craving only lasts 90 seconds. It's 90 terrible seconds, but it's only 90 seconds. And then it cycles out and I'm ready to move on and do the next thing. So during those 90 seconds, I breathe, I take a sip of water, and I just let it breathe on through. And it does. I can feel it cycling out and cycling through everything. Yoga's fun to do during all of this. Something like that where I get in touch with all my little chakras or whatever things are going on there. Because this is a mighty foe. Cigarettes is no small little trivial thing. This isn't just a little something something. This is a well-crafted, highly engineered, multi-billion dollar industry that is faced with the challenge of keeping me addicted to cigarettes and killing me slowly. Cigarettes could kill me tomorrow if they wanted to make one that would do that, but they don't, do they? It's slow. It's meticulous. And so I'm going to beat it. You tell you what I've said before in this podcast. You've heard me say it before. They are not going to make one dime off of me. Not for their little patches, not for their little gum, not for any of the other stuff that they are peddling. I will defeat this. And so will you. We are mighty warriors. There's nothing that has been ingested that cannot be withdrawn from, leaving me healthier and happier when it's over. So let's hang in there together. You can absolutely do this. Self-knowledge is very helpful. It's not enough. It's not everything, because we want to make sure that there's some sort of connection to a power greater than ourselves that can help us get through this little snafu in our lives. Come on, you can do this. Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions, performed and written by Debbie Hall, directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.